Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong, DO. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Elaine. How are you?
I'm great. As always, we have an exciting show to present to you guys today. But as always, we'd like to emphasize to our listeners that chronic disorders, pain, non-pain, emotional disorders, autoimmune disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And we've been proving that for the past 11 years.
Yes.
On the radio, my goodness, we're dating ourselves, Dr. Tong.
Yes.
With cases, hundreds, thousands of cases of people who have come to us and they've stopped their medication and even have stopped coming to see us.
Yeah, after a while, you won't need any drug. You won't need even our treatment.
Right.
The way we do it is by restoring health. And different people have different blockages. Once you open up the blockage between the mind and the body, the mind is the healing portion. And the conventional doctor know nothing about the mind. So you are not going to be able to get a cure from any chronic disorder because you need this energy, the Chinese call qi, from the mind.
Right. Now, the thing is, sometimes, you know, we may not be able to get you off completely off all your medication, but with the treatments, we can at least decrease.
Yes.
And what we find a lot is you'll need less medication, and actually the symptoms are, quote unquote, controlled better. Like your blood sugars will be lower with less medication. Your blood pressure will be lowered with less medication. And eventually, you should be able to come off of them.
But most of the time, those are rare cases.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people we are able to do it, the people we can do it is because you are not cooperating on diet. If they do their part on their diet,
right,
and modification of their lifestyle,
it helps so much.
It's like 99%.
Right. And mm-hmm. so the part of the patient is very, very important because really that's kind of like your lifestyle and how you live. And if you can maintain that, then you won't even need our treatment.
That's not quite easy, actually.
It's not easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't follow it all the time either. But that's what the treatments are for.
Yeah, right.
As an example, we can talk about our last guest who was with us, Laura, who suffered from, well, she was diagnosed with bursitis, hip pain. She was on a lot of pain medication. But with the treatments, her pain has improved, and a lot of her problems were from emotional issues. It took a couple, 2-3 treatments, really, to get that release. But we know that she's improved a lot because her energy has improved quite a bit.
Yes.
She also had her father come to see us, and her mother, her aunt and her uncle, and we actually have her aunt with us today. So
yes, uh-huh.
Let's get to our next guest, our first guest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, our first guest with us today is Isela. Welcome, Isela.
Hi, Isela.
Welcome to our show. Isela actually has been on us before, but she's coming on again to update us on what's been going on with her and especially her husband. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's been going on with your husband, Fred, first, and then we'll talk about you.
And Isela actually is the aunt of Laura, our guest last time.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I heard that Laura was on, too.
Yes,
she was.
Whole family.
And the whole family, yes. And anyway, she's very pleased. And I'm very, very happy with the progress he's made from since June 16th, where I had him rushed to the hospital, and the paramedics thought he was having a stroke.
This is your husband, right?
Yes,
your husband,
husband Fred. Okay.
And Federico.
Okay.
And they thought he was having a stroke or something. But the thing is, he did not know where he was, and he was in a lot of pain all over his body, and he couldn't get up to walk. So they took him into the hospital. They did all kinds of blood work and CAT scan and everything, and. Anyway, they felt that he was he had a dementia problem.
Oh, okay.
And he came to about 4 hours later. He was back to himself again.
Mm-hmm.
And then they gave him an IV for dehydration.
Okay.
They just said that he was a little bit dehydrated.
Okay.
But anyway, next day he was doing good. And then Monday again at 3 o'clock in the morning, we were at my daughter's, and they called the paramedics again. And he was worse than he was on Saturday, the first time.
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So when they discovered, make the idea that he has dementia, what did they do about it?
Not until the Wednesday following.
What did they treat him with?
The doctor, the neurologist gave him Namenda and to take in the morning, one in the morning for a week, and then it was going to be two a day. And also the Seroquel.
At night, right?
Yes, at night. The first 7 days would be one pill, and then after that, two pills. Well, I started giving them to him, and he was worse. I mean, it was really bad.
Yeah.
And
How was he worse?
Well, he was worse. And my daughter's. We stayed at my daughter's home.
Right.
And he was getting up, walking around, and then. I finally fell asleep. It was about 3 in the morning, and my daughter came in with her husband into our bedroom and said, "Mom, you don't hear the water running." He had filled up the bathtub in that bathroom.
Oh my gosh!
And put all the towels in there. It was ready to overflow.
Oh,
maybe you're trying to do some washing for your daughter.
Yeah. Right. And so, you know, and she said, "Don't put your earplugs on." And I said, "Well, I put them on for a while," I said, because he was talking and he was snoring and, you know, just getting up and down to go to the restroom. That was another problem. He could not go to the bathroom. He would get a lot of pain in the pelvic and groin area. Once he released, then he was all right, you know. But the pain was before that. So anyway, every night and another night, the next night, he was walking around. And luckily, they have an alarm system because he just wants to go outside.
In the middle of the night?
The middle of the night.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
And
Did you go to the hospital two times there or just once?
On the third time, I took him into emergency, which is on Friday.
Okay.
On Wednesday, he took the pills, and Wednesday night and Thursday night were horrible.
Mm.
And Friday, I think I was down there the following Thursday for
a week later.
a week later.
Right, right.
And then Dr. Tong said, you know, do not give him those. I felt that it was Serquel was an antipsychotic, and I felt he was worse when he took them.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, so the medication cannot help dementia. In fact, what kind did he get new drugs before he developed this dementia? Did he see any new specialist?
No, the only one he was taking was the Mirapex, the generic for Mirapex for the Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
But his Parkinson's is better, you know, it should be dropped.
Oh, yes.
It should be dropped.
His Parkinson's, after he came to see us, they were gone, right, the symptoms, pretty much.
Yeah, he didn't get any more spasms, you know, like during the night, kicking me all the time, and...
Mm-hmm.
Just and he was walking better. He wasn't shuffling.
Right.
Yeah. Let me ask you, what were the symptoms of this Parkinson, and how many treatment from us did he get relief?
Well, the very first treatment that night, he didn't get any.
Right.
So
no.
The very first night of the first treatment for the Parkinson's.
And how long has he had these Parkinson's symptoms?
He's going on 10 years.
Yes.
10 years. And one treatment, get rid of it.
And also you were telling me he couldn't cut anything with a knife, right? Because he would shake so horribly.
No, yeah, because he was shaking so bad and I had to cut his meat or chicken, whatever it needed to be cut.
Right. So and within then, actually a few treatments, I think those were
Here's the point. Obama can't use our treatment. Otherwise it won't work. Yeah,
right.
we cure problem fast.
That's,
and no tests.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, no tests, no drugs.
And we get them off the medication. Oh, you told me. Now, you also had given him a Tylenol PM the night before you came to bring him too, right?
Yes, I gave him a Tylenol PM. So I'm still giving him the Tylenol PM. I give him the two.
To sleep.
Tylenol PM to sleep. He has been sleeping so much better since last Tuesday, a week ago Tuesday. With a treatment from Dr. Tong.
I just want
I'm
to emphasize.
So happy with that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Isella, I only gave him two treatments so far, right?
Yes.
Right.
Okay, since this episode of dementia, all the things that no conventional doctor would have no clue how to get this patient better. When I first saw him back some time ago for the Parkinson, one treatment, the Parkinson was better, and then Dr. Elaine took over. And all these times, he keep improving. Then suddenly the dementia comes, okay?
Right.
And,
exactly.
So we gave him two treatments. Okay, now tell us what the improvement is.
And he's not getting up so many times.
Good.
Uh-huh. In fact, the night before, only one time. And I woke him up because I said, don't you have to go? I was afraid, you know.
That's cruel.
we have a company. His sister is here with her husband from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And so we let him have the bedroom. We have a one bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And but for 3 weeks, we stayed at my daughter's. They didn't want to let him come home because they were afraid, you know, he would walk out on the street to the street from my apartment.
Oh. So he's not getting up. He's not leaving the house in the middle of the night anymore, right?
No, not at
all.
That's
good.
Yeah, because one night when I gave him that Serquel, he went into my daughter has five bedrooms and two daughters living at home and a son. And he went and walked in and scared her half to death.
In the middle of the night,
middle of the night.
Right.
He didn't go wake her up, but he stood by the windows and opened the shade. and then she saw him standing there looking out the window.
Now, he does not remember doing any of this, correct?
No, he does not remember doing that.
And that's what's so scary about these medications. Because
yes.
It's like you are not yourself anymore. You're so drugged up, literally. It's basically drugging him up.
More people...
I know.
Yeah, more people need to hear story like this. This is very, very common conventional drugs.
And can be reversed so easily if you can see two treatments.
First of all, conventional drug is the cause of our healthcare crisis. It's not a cure. Okay, you're not a cure for any chronic disorder. And even after you get all these terrible symptoms, which is very hard to treat with any conventional doctors, we reverse it in two treatments. So is his memory any better yet or no?
Yes. Oh, yes, a lot better.
He couldn't remember me.
He couldn't remember Dr. Lane. He couldn't remember my name either.
That's terrible. All the things that we've done for him.
I mean, he did not know my daughter or my son-in-law.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And then the first time we went, he thought the doctor was my son-in-law.
He was very humorous before then. He always joked around and remember name. Yeah. And they see what medication can do to you.
It's scary.
Very deadly.
Yes. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you're just joining us now, we're here with Izella, who's talking about her husband, Fred, who was diagnosed with dementia, was put on two different medications. One was Namenda for dementia, and the other one was Seroquel, is actually for his sleep, but it's also an antipsychotic. And now he's off all that medication, correct, Izella?
I think, yes. From a week ago, Tuesday,
you stopped it. Good for you.
Because also that third night, from following the filling up of the bathtub with water and then going into the room, the third night, I hardly got any sleep because every time he got up, you know.
Right, right.
I've got to follow. Where's he going? I said, where are you going? And he says, I'm going to the den. He said, I've got to look for, he was looking for somebody.
Oh.
And he was, and it was horrible. He went to the living room and looked behind that sofa. I know they're here. They're here.
Oh my.
He was horrible.
He was
like
he was delirious.
It
really
is not funny.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Not funny. Yeah.
I know. And he said, just take me to the nut house. That's all he said.
Oh,
take me to the nut house.
No,
he says, I don't know what's happening to me. So my daughter got up and my granddaughter and my grandson and her husband.
Oh,
and
I'm so sorry.
And says, do we have to go to the hospital again? So,
and
he says, come on, Fred, you know, let's get you back to bed, you know.
Now, tell us a little about you now. You had a shingles attack a couple months ago. Tell us what happened with that.
Yeah, starting back in, March.
Uh-huh.
It was in March.
Uh-huh.
And it was just horrible pain. You never know what that pain is unless you have it. It's worse than my arthritis pain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shingles is terrible.
Yeah. And the arthritis you've had for like all your life, pretty much, right? 50,
yes,
60
since
years.
I was 12 years old.
Uh-huh.
So how's
and,
it? How's your arthritis now?
Thanks to you. I mean, with those injections, it's been wonderful. You know, I play the piano, and my fingers are not stiff. I'm able to make the fist on the right hand.
And that was after one treatment, right?
Yes, after the one treatment,
And that was the treatment I gave you.
I had pain in my knees. Yeah, uh-huh. I had the pain. Yes, you gave me the first treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been giving them to me all along.
Mm-hmm.
You gave them to the knees, which were very painful. And from that night forward to this day, I have not had any pain in my knees.
Oh, my goodness.
You know?
That is what Obama...
It's wonderful.
Yeah, that's what we need for healthcare reform.
Yes.
Not insurance mandates, not all the political things.
Right. The shingles was one, two treatments and basically gone, the pain?
Yeah, from the first treatment, I think you gave me like 10 shots on my left butt, on my rear. And, oh, my God, I slept that night so good.
Oh, wonderful.
I couldn't believe how relieved that pain, because it was intense. I couldn't sit down, and then I had to drive because my husband doesn't drive for 10 years now.
And then the shingles pain never came back, correct?
No.
Wonderful.
It hasn't come back anymore.
On top of that, besides the treatment, we teach you what to eat. Dr. Elaine told you not to eat spicy stuff, hot stuff, or greasy stuff.
And you're taking the herbs, correct?
Yeah.
Yes, I am. The Gymnetta, the Gymnetka, and
Gynestemma.
The Empower.
Yes.
And Dawnwood.
The Reishi. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yes.
Well, Izella, well, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. I mean, amazing, incredible stories. And
so Fred is totally okay now, right?
he's been doing great, and we're looking forward for the, he's looking forward for the next treatment, because after the last one, he remember the first one, even Luana couldn't wake him up. He fell asleep all the way. He fell asleep in your office.
And on the couch.
And Luana on the couch, and Luana was trying to wake him up. He would go into a deep, deep sleep.
He was drugged up. He was too drugged up, probably.
And then what happened?
Yes. And then after that treatment that you gave him, Elaine, and then you came in, and, oh, my God, he was joking again and smiling, and his color was looking better, you know.
Wonderful.
And I told his sister, I said, I wish you lived here, because she had a knee replacement, you know, and they want to do another one, but she doesn't want to, you know.
We can fix that.
Yes, send her over. We'll take care of her.
One treatment, she'll be better.
They're only going to be here until Tuesday. Uh-oh. They're leaving Tuesday.
You'll come on Monday then.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can make it for Monday.
Yeah. Yes.
You know.
Isela, thank you so much for sharing your story today with us.
Thank you very much, Isela.
Yes.
I'm very happy that we've met you.
Thank you.
I tell you, you're a blessing in disguise, let me tell you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Okay, I'd like to welcome our next guest with us, David. Welcome, David.
Hi, David.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Thank you so much for taking the time to share your story with us today. I know you've only had one treatment, but we like to get our patients who only have one treatment just to kind of tell their experience, and even if you're not completely better yet, give us a little bit of a recap of what happened with your first treatment.
What's the problem, how did you learn about us?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I had several things. One thing is I had kind of a brucitis in my left elbow.
Okay.
I had quite a bit of back pain. My back was quite weak.
Okay.
I have insipidus diabetes, which makes you urinate a lot at night.
Right.
And how long have you had these symptoms?
Oh, heavens, 5, 6, 7 years, 8 years, 10 years.
Okay.
So many years.
Keep going.
Well, different length for different things.
Uh-huh.
But my back is feeling really strong. The brucitis in the elbow's gone.
Yeah.
Don't know about insipidus diabetes yet. You know, I still have to urinate at night, but maybe not quite as much. I have to.
Okay. Now, actually, I think I have treated. So you've had two treatments, right? Or one? Or only one?
One. Just one.
Oh, only one treatment. Okay. So only Dr. Tong has treated you. Okay. So the back is feeling much better then.
Uh huh.
Great. And were you taking medication for that before?
No. Once in a while, I'd take some ibuprofen if it was really bad. But
okay. And then the bursitis in your left elbow is also gone. No more pain?
Yeah, that's completely gone.
See, if the conventional doctor learned this way, we won't have any healthcare crisis.
Yes.
Yeah, in our clinic,
the doctors will go broke.
That's why nobody wants to promote our treatment.
Well, not everyone, but yeah.
Most of them. The insurance problems that we have had, you know.
Now, how many times do you have to get up to go to the bathroom before the first treatment?
Generally, four times.
Okay.
How about now? How many times did you get up yesterday?
I don't think I have had to get up as much. I think I'm like a three. We got some grandkids here, so they wake up in the night, and it's hard to really know who's making me get up, having to go to the toilet or having to see what the kids are bawling.
Actually, you should get up less because I treated your kidney. Yeah, and so you should get up less.
Right.
When your grandkids gone, you'll know. Yeah. But you need to get more treatment. The next time, Dr. Elaine will treat you.
Right. Well, he's only one
usually
treatment.
How it works that I usually treat patients one time, and 95% of the time they get better, and Dr. Elaine will take over.
Yeah, and then he'll forget who you are.
Because I have mild Alzheimer's. Yeah.
No, it's because he only sees him one time.
Yeah. But anyway, you know, the life fresh story, there was a patient before you, and suddenly he was doing so good, and then you got alarm, Dr. Lane saying, well, you got to come see this patient. He's losing his mind.
And
I was very concerned because when getting there, he couldn't remember a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, just that, no, I'm a doctor or whatever. Yeah.
Well, David, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Okay.
Anything else you want to say?
Anything else you want to add?
No, I'm impressed. I'll be there next week.
Okay.
Great.
We'll continue then. It's only been one treatment. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you're just joining us, you missed two wonderful guests. But to recap, we just had with us David on the line, and he's only actually had one treatment from Dr. Tong, suffered from many, many years of back pain where he was very, very weak, also with a diagnosis of diabetes insipidus, which is actually the less common diabetes where, you know, it's a label, but this is where the patient has to get up multiple times at night to go to the bathroom. Back pain is completely gone. He said much stronger. And and also he had bursitis in his left elbow, which is actually also completely gone. We know actually that his diabetes will get better because if his back pain is better, then his diabetes will get better because you treat
from
the kidney.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what we have to let our listeners know, that we don't treat the symptoms. We treat the cause of what's causing the symptoms. And the kidney problem is what's causing the back pain and the diabetes.
What causing any symptom is functional disorder.
Functional, right.
Function, weak function of kidney, spleen, lung, and so forth.
Right. And he's only had one treatment and they're coming to see us again.
But the more interesting case is Fred.
Right. Fred and Isela. Isela, his wife, was on with us, and Fred had just a sudden onset of dementia,
drug-induced
dementia, and actually got worse because he was put on two extra drugs.
Yes.
To the point where, you know, he would get up in the middle of the night and leave the house and look for people, go to someone else's room. And after actually two treatments now, he's off all the medication. He's only getting up maybe once to go to the bathroom now. He's not confused. His memory is back. He remembered my name actually last time.
He jokes.
He's joking again. Yes. He remembers Dr. Tong. Wonderful story.
Yes.
Only two treatments. And a month ago, he was in the emergency room.
Yes.
And then Isela also...
Two times, right?
Right, twice. And Isela also battled with a bout of acute severe shingles and two treatments, actually one treatment.
We have a similar patient, Irene, who was forgetful when they put her on Alzheimer's drug and got her into full-blown Alzheimer's. He couldn't talk, he would not respond at all. But after three treatments, she's rambling, joking, remembering all her business thing in Wilshire and everything else. You guys should listen to that show, just under Alzheimer's, on radio shows.
Have a great weekend. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4:30 p.m. on AM 870, The Answer. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.